It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Tonight, John McCain officially becomes the standard bearer for the Republicans. And for some in the party, McCain is not so much the first choice as the last man standing. Despite his conservative voting record, the Arizona senator is well known for the many times he's broken with GOP orthodoxy. So this week is a chance for Republicans to rally around their nominee and his new running mate, Sarah Palin. NPR's Scott Horsley has this report on John McCain's rocky road to St. Paul.
A year ago this week, John McCain was in the tiny town of Neola, Iowa, population 850, for the Labor Day dedication of a veterans memorial. The high school bugler might have been signaling lights out for McCain's own campaign. It had foundered all summer long over his support for an unpopular war and an equally unpopular immigration overhaul. McCain finished fourth in the Iowa caucuses, behind Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, and even Fred Thompson. But while other candidates focused on Iowa, McCain retooled and returned to New Hampshire, the state that launched his unlikely White House bid 8 years earlier. Campaigning on a shoestring, he crisscrossed the state, holding more than 100 town hall meetings. And on primary night, January 8th, his New Hampshire gamble paid off.
Tonight, we sure showed him what a comeback looks like.
McCain went on to win South Carolina, Florida, and the biggest prizes on Super Tuesday. He'd been helped in part by the improving security situation in Iraq. McCain now gets more credit for supporting the troop surge and less blame for backing the war in the first place. It also helped that Republican rivals had their own problems. Rudy Giuliani never got out of the starting blocks. Romney suffered from charges of flip-flops and concerns about his Mormon faith. And Huckabee seemed to have no plan to build on his surprising Iowa victory. By early March, McCain had clinched the GOP nomination.
Thank you, Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Thank you.
McCain now had a 3-month head start on the Democrats, who were still fighting over their nominee. But at first, he appeared to squander the advantage, drifting around the country with no clear message. Rick Keenan, who runs a flag-making company, confronted McCain in July at a town hall meeting in Michigan.
I'm completely committed to not voting for Barack Obama. What I'm trying to do is get to a situation where I'm excited about voting for you. We want to take you to the dance. We're just concerned who you're going to go home with.
In a year when the economy was issue number one, McCain was slow to respond to the mortgage meltdown, and his proposal for a summer gas tax holiday was widely panned. Then, just 2.5 months ago, McCain hit on what's become his most popular proposal. He floated the idea in Houston and refined it over the summer to bumper sticker brevity.
We're not going to pay $4 a gallon for gas because we're going to drill offshore and we're going to drill now. And we're going to drill here and we're going to drill now.
The more he talked about drilling, the better McCain did in the polls. Last month's war between Russia and Georgia also raised his profile. And just about that time, McCain ended his freewheeling cross-country news conferences. Reporters loved these unscripted sessions in the back of his campaign bus, but they made McCain look like an elderly RVer, and it was impossible for the candidate to stay on message. Over the summer, McCain had promoted Bush-Cheney veteran Steve Schmidt to sharpen his campaign's focus. Senior advisor Mark Salter says that means more stage-managed photo ops and less talking to reporters.
I think we're going to be a little bit more deliberate in the amount of talking we do in any given day. It's the NFL now, and we have to up our game.
But even though McCain has now adopted a much more conservative game plan, he's still willing to call an audible every now and then. McCain surprised nearly everyone last week when he chose the little-known governor of Alaska as his running mate.
It's always safer in politics to avoid risk, to just kind of go along with the status quo. A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not why the ship is built.
Sarah Palin was not the safe choice for vice president. But McCain, the 72-year-old Navy pilot, has survived plenty of rough seas. And he's proving, once again, he's still willing to rock the boat. Scott Horsley, NPR News, St. Paul, Minnesota.